3. Listen to a short talk and choose A, B, C, or D to fill in the gaps.
Imagine that you have an opportunity to move into one of a number of open positions in your organization. Perhaps you are offered two different positions and you have to decide which one you want. So how do you choose the right one for you? Having options is great. What a wonderful confidence booster. However, there's also a lot of pressure trying to decide which option is best. To make the right choice, you have to decide what factors are most important to you in a new job, and then you have to choose the option that best addresses these factors. However, this operates on two levels, on a rational level and on an emotional level. You'll only truly be happy with your decision if these are aligned. You should analyze your options on both levels. First, you have to look at things rationally, looking at the job on offer, and also at the things that matter to you. Then, once you've understood your options on a rational level, look at things on an emotional level and think about what your emotions are telling you.